So, you have a third Matrix movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Very exciting.
Extremely exciting, sir. So we're gonna start this one off with Neo quietly waiting at a train station for quite some time.
What?
Yeah, he's at a train station, kind of like a limbo of the mind. He's having a nice conversation with a little girl and her parents.
Okay, and then something exciting happens?
Well, he's gonna be there for like the first 25 minutes of runtime for sure.
Okay, and what's the conversation about?
Oh, well, it turns out that the little girl is a program, and so are her parents.
So programs can have kids now?
Apparently so, and they made a deal with the French dude from the last movie to bring the little girl into the Matrix.
Okay, so is there gonna be some action in this thing? I would just love to see some action.
Oh yeah, there will be some action, for sure.
Okay, good.
Kinda sprinkled in between all the talking.
Oh my god.
There's gonna be just so much talking, sir. Just so much talking. You can't even imagine.
Well, I mean, if it's well-written dialogue.
Oh, you know it, sir. Neo's gonna have some awesome lines like,
why?
And also,
what?
Oh, you know what? That is pretty frickin' good.
Thanks, I know. So anyway, Trinity and Morpheus want to get Neo out of this train station, so they go see the French dude.
And how does that go?
Oh, well, it's pretty tough. Along the way, they have a less exciting version of the lobby fight from the first movie.
Okay.
And then they go into this guy's nightclub, and he's like, tell you what, if you give me the eyes of the Oracle, I'll let Neo go.
Oh, that's a big dilemma. Are they gonna turn their back on the Oracle to save Neo? That's gonna make for some really interesting choices.
Yeah, you'd think so, but Trinity's gonna point her gun at his head and be like, yeah, we're not doing that.
Oh, okay.
So they finally go get Neo, and then they have to deal with the impending attack on Zion.
Wow, so what does Neo do?
Well, he takes off, he leaves.
Oh, he does.
Yeah, he's like, I feel like I need to go to the Machine City, so he takes off and Trinity goes with him.
Okay, yeah, sure, you do you, Neo.
But then it turns out that Bane is on their ship.
Oh, from Batman?
No, that guy from the last movie, you know, Agent Smith infected his mind in the real world.
Oh, yeah, okay, I forgot about that.
Yeah, everybody did.
Kinda wish it was the Batman villain. Sorry.
So wait, how did Smith manage to take control of somebody in the real world again?
Don't worry about it, sir.
So anyway, Bane and Neo fight, and Neo ends up going blind.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but now he has, like, fire machine vision of the real world.
Oh, well, okay, yeah, I mean, sure.
Yeah, not gonna affect things too much, to be honest, but it's gonna look cool.
Well, you know, great.
Anyway, so then there's this massive battle in Zion, right? Like, thousands of Sentinels show up.
Okay, are there any characters in Zion that we actually care about?
Oh, well, Morpheus.
Oh, Morpheus.
Yeah, Morpheus. He's on his way.
Oh, he's not actually there.
No, he's on a ship that has this big EMP they need to set off, so he's on his way as fast as possible.
Well, Morpheus is one of the few characters people connected with, so it'll be cool to see him pilot a ship, I guess.
Oh, no, he's like a co-pilot.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, Niobe is piloting.
So what's Morpheus doing?
Well, he sits next to her and keeps telling her that she's doing just, you know, a great job.
So there's a massive battle in Zion, just entirely filled with characters we don't really know or care about?
That's right, sir. It's gonna go on for like 30 minutes.
So how are these characters fighting against the Sentinels? Do they have some cool weapons?
Oh, you know it, sir. They have these big mech suits with these big old guns.
And they control these things remotely?
Nope, they strap a dude right into it and leave him fully exposed to damage.
Oh, they do?
They sure do, sir. And also, when they need to reload, a kid has to roll a cart through a war zone to get to them.
Wow, it feels like they didn't think those weapons through at all. Would have been a lot more practical to have, like, EMPs everywhere.
Yep, probably. But this way, we get to have a big old action scene.
That's a good point, but it's gonna be tough for them to survive for even, like, a minute if there are thousands of Sentinels in Zion.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, instead of spreading out and covering more ground, the Sentinels kind of attack in a line, you know, so it's easier to shoot them.
What? Why would they attack like that?
I don't know.
Fair enough. So both the humans and Sentinels are fighting in just the most impractical ways.
That's right, and that's how we're able to extend this battle to be like 30 minutes.
Wow.
So anyway, later we catch up with Neo and Trinity, and they're flying to the Machine City.
Oh, and how does that go?
Well, on the way, we're gonna see some, like, yellow Sentinel energy waves fly right through Neo.
Oh my god, and what's that gonna do?
Unclear.
But, like, what's the payoff?
None.
Oh, okay.
So then to avoid the Sentinels, they fly above the clouds, and Trinity sees the sun for the very first time.
Wait, so if the sun is accessible, how come the machines are using humans as batteries? You know, they could have just built some tall towers, used solar power.
Well, sir, originally in the first movie, the machines were supposed to use the humans as a neural network, not batteries.
Oh, yeah, that makes a ton more sense. How come we didn't do that? What happened there?
You asked me to change it to batteries.
Oh, yeah, I did do that, didn't I? Whoops.
Whoopsie.
So anyway, what happens next?
Well, they fly back down and crash land the ship, and Trinity dies.
Oh, she does.
She does, sir, but not before talking for like 5 minutes about love.
Feels a little long.
Oh, it will feel long, yeah, for sure.
So what does Neo do now?
Well, he strikes a deal with the machines that if they stop attacking Zion, he'll go take care of Smith in the Matrix.
That's not something that the machines that control everything can handle themselves?
Apparently not.
I mean, they've rebooted the Matrix like 5 times. Why not give that a go again?
Unclear. So Neo goes into the Matrix and it's just full of Agent Smiths.
Now, we already had Neo fight a bunch of Agent Smiths in the last movie, so how are we gonna up the excitement this time around?
By having him fight one Agent Smith.
Oh, that sounds significantly less exciting.
But it's raining now.
Oh my god, it's raining? Okay, I didn't realize that. Okay, that's gonna be awesome.
It sure is, sir. And now Agent Smith can fly, so instead of the choreographed kung fu fight, it's a whole lot of air punching.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow.
And so eventually Neo lets Smith take over his body and they all blow up.
Very cool.
Yeah, and so then Zion is free and that little girl from the train station, she makes like a rainbow-colored sunrise.
Oh, rainbows are tight. Does she make a leprechaun too?
Does she make it? No, she doesn't.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
Well, I think it's definitely a movie.
Yeah, it is, sir. Although, I'll be honest, it was very difficult to come up with anything worthwhile to write after, you know, how good the first movie was as a standalone thing.
Yeah, I bet.
Pretty exhausting, to be honest, and I'm kind of scared that people aren't gonna like it very much.
Legitimate fear to have, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, we should do this again sometime.
What?
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You could also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter. Spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.